الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to roses being made farad on every part of the body also, and with regard to the tongue, we explained a little bit, we tried to explain. Allah give us all tawfiq, and all what is spoken is not that it is being dished out for others. We are all in need of it. And we all should make dua for one another, that Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on the whole of deen. With regard to that, there is a very beautiful hadith. We'll make muzakara of that, with regard to the tongue and few other related aspects also. It is narrated, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, wal-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu, aw kama qal alayhi salatu wassalam. In this hadith, ulama have written a lot, and what great lessons they have given us, and for our islah, for which we have come here. But primarily we have come for our islah, to correct our lives, and this hadith contains so much of subject matter in it, that a lot of our islah can be done, our individually, and our whole muashara, our whole society also, with regard to this hadith. So in this hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is that person that Muslims are saved from his tongue and from his hands. And a muhajir, a person who makes hijrat, is he who makes hijrat from the things that Allah Ta'ala has forbidden him from doing. So in the first part, it comes that a Muslim is that person that who does not cause harm, that the other people are saved from harms of his tongue and his hand. So at the outward, we will say one aspect is this also, that if a person causes any injury, harm, difficulty to any other person, then it will appear that he is not a Muslim, because a Muslim does not cause any harm. Then we'll have to put almost everyone will be out of the fold of Islam, because we all, and very sadly, not far away, but in our homes, husband causes so much inconvenience to his wife, because so many things we do wrong. Wife causes inconvenience to her husband, parents to their children, children to their parents, and so many things. And there were one very important aspect that was highlighted. Allah reward Maulana Musa sahab in the tafsir, we explained that the previous way of killing children was they used to bury them alive. And one way there is abortion also, but the other way is like today we say, and in that burying them alive, that little baby goes straight to Jannat. It did no guna whatsoever, and it's gone to Jannat. The parents did the whole great, what a terrible wrong. And the modern way, which Maulana Ahmed Ali Lahori, explained, sending them to universities, etc. And at this juncture also, we all should make lot of dua. Very sad reports are coming of at the moment our girls becoming murtad, leaving the fold of Islam, especially at universities, and this marrying other boys and things. So we must make lot of dua for the Muslims. Also make lot dua for the Muslims, whether it is in China or anywhere else, where they are not being allowed to keep rosas, they are forced to say words against iman, and that the leaders, the rulers of the country, that they like their gods and that, and all this type of thing. In our duas, there is a month of duas also. And just like every other aspect, like we go for Hajj, then in Arafat, our ulama, our elders advise us, that make a shopping list, a dua list, that when you leave Arafat, that thought mustn't come, I forgot to make dua for this. The same way for the month of Ramadan. There is a month, whole month we have got. And after Ramadan, it must not be, oh, I forgot to make dua for this, for that. So the ummah is also going through a very, very difficult patch. And we should make dua for ourselves also, the whole ummah also. The condition of refugees in different places, the condition of child trafficking, and how little children are you abused so terribly. Right? And if we just put ourselves in a picture, if it was my daughter, if it was my son that is being used like this and abused like this. So we should make dua is a very, very, well, Allah give us also to understand the potential of dua and then to use the dua and to correct and make dua for all this. So anyway, what is this thing? Jazakumullah. So Manana explains that sending the children to universities, and where they are, it's like one doctor says, I'm going to enroll my son at a university here in South Africa. But when I went there and I saw the environment, I said, voluntarily, I must pay for my child to go to Jahannam. I can't do this. And he did not put his son there. On the other hand, one Maulana sent his son to university. The son was about a month or two, and he says, Daddy, that's not our place. We can't be there. So Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding properly. So anyway, at a place where we lose our iman, where every avenue is open for to lose your for a girl to you lose her virginity, for boys to lose their virginity and all the evil, and then today the challenge is right on iman. So that is also one great harm of the children. When we send them and we open their doors where, and also one good friend of ours, that his first son also at university, but it was discovered by the father that he is promoting Shiaism. Not only he is giving out videos and things all about Shiaism, and he's promoting. And he's in ready, he's in for namaz also he comes. So today is the day or time also, Allah save us all. And that worry also, Allah make that we have it. Great, great Sahaba, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should go and ask Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, the keeper of the names of all the munafiqeen, that it's a secret. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed you, I'm not asking for that secret. But just tell me, isn't Umar's name in there also? So today our condition is such, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa anhum. Our condition that we don't know about ourselves also, and that fear. And it is also said that those who have the fear, inshallah they are safe of it. And those who don't have the fear, there is a great fear that they have that nifaq or whatever else it is. So Allah make it that we become so worried. And really if we study deen, and about the tongue which we read, that for example, one lady in a gathering of ladies with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she explained, since I accepted Islam, I didn't commit this guna, I didn't commit this guna. So in other words, I'm all right. At night she saw a dream, and in that dream they said, all your layani, futile talk that you made, and that will land you into Jahannam, what about that? So she went and tell Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha told her, gather all those ladies again and explain to them this also. So we take light very many things which tahsabunahu hayyina wa huwa indallahi azim. There are many things we regard them as small, trivial matters, but by Allah they are big matters. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. So this sending our children to universities, it isn't everyone. MashaAllah, there are those boys and girls also that are protected. But it is a place where there are so great fitness, and a person there, if the youngster goes and loses his iman, and if he still looks like a proper Muslim in our eyes, he comes home, he stays with us, he eats with us, he makes Ramzan with us, he makes Eid with us, he'll go for Umrah with us, but inside there are other things there. And like at one Christian convention, They were reporting that how much success they had working in the Muslims to make them Christians. The upshot of it was we couldn't convert Muslims into Christianity. But they said we did not leave them as Muslims either also. We couldn't make them Christians, but we didn't leave them as Muslims also. The amount of doubts they create. And this is right from the beginning days of school with Darwin's theory which they teach and all this other things. And then it leads to all this. So in this case here, this we are not only killing, it's also killing our children, but not only killing them, but sending them to Jahannam also. Those daughters that were buried alive, they will go to Jannah. Yeah, we are sending them to Jahannam and we ourselves are guilty of it. We are also guilty of that guna. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So the harm that a Muslim today, husband causing harm to his wife, in many other ways also, the way he wants her to dress, that also, whether it is just in the home, and this is also a serious problem that many a man and perhaps even good people like Wainin, but they would like the wife to dress like with a sari, just that I want to see her with that, or dress like in shorts, or jeans, or top and pants, and all these are not our ways of dressing. And all this is a clear sign that it's not that you want to see your wife and be happy, that lifestyle is in the heart. The love of that lifestyle, of the Hindu's lifestyle, of the Christian's lifestyle, that is in the heart. And that's a very, very dangerous thing. Which the Quran Sharif says, La tarkanu ila alladhina zalamu. Do not even have the inclination from the heart. Not a slight inclination to the wrongdoers, their way of life and that. Ila alladhina zalamu fatamassakumu an-nar. If you will do that, the fire of Jahannam is going to get hold of you. And today that is also whether I'm a Maulana, whether I'm a Haji, I'm a Tablighi, I'm a Sufi, but I still like those things. Those things are still in my heart. Also, just at some places where Muslims have bought houses from white people. Many places where they bought houses. And those people have a bar also in the house. Perhaps it's in the basement or whatever. The Muslim people kept that bar also. And they serve also, but not liquor. But they will, how the liquor is served, they will serve apple juice, grape juice, exactly how the liquor is served. Like that they will serve it, like from the bar also. And when the family have a dawat or something, it's not liquor, but Maulana As'ad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward him, he should prohibit when he sees on the dasturkhan this wine glasses. That also he should prohibit because it's used for wine. Also he should prohibit utensils that have got a gold rim. So it's not pure gold, it's just gold color. But he says that is also mushabahat with that. It like that. So we shouldn't even have that. Allah give us proper understanding of deen. And if we have come here, if we just want to be ordinary Muslims, we can carry on like just like everyone else is and do everything. But if we want this real change, then we have to think of this. So anyway, in this hadith that we must not cause any, that is a Muslim who does not cause any harm. So the one impression can be created, a person who does cause harm, then he's not a Muslim, but he is a Muslim. So many ulama have also said that a Muslim is meant, a Muslim is kamil, a perfect Muslim. Is one who does not cause harm to other people. But what ulum Allah has given our elders, Allahu Akbar. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullahi alayhi, has written that no, don't make that is Muslim is kamil. The hadith says a Muslim. So leave it, it's a Muslim. Because when you say a perfect Muslim, that means now that I'm not a perfect Muslim, so it's all right, I can cause harm. But when you just say Muslim doesn't, then you get worried. I'm a Muslim and I'm causing harm. I should not be causing harm. Though that is also true, that if you're causing harm doesn't mean you're not a Muslim. You are still a Muslim. But you're a weak Muslim. You have got faults in you. That's why you're causing harm. But leave the hadith for what the hadith was meant. that all Muslims are such, they don't cause harm to anyone. And I'm a Muslim. How can I cause harm to anyone? And especially right, my wife, I cause her harm. And there are many ways of causing this harm. The hadith explains that. But like how we use the toilet, if we don't leave it clean, I'm the boss in the house. I use it as I want to. The basin, the bathroom, I take off my clothes, I just throw it anywhere. The wife is a maid, she must just pick up, she must go and clean up everything. This is all, we are causing harm to the fellow people. And who? In bed, how we sleep, also whether we're causing harm or anything, there are many things. So what the level of a Muslim is supposed to be. And this is what we have to think of. We have come here to try and improve. We are far, far from it. But that we try and improve. So anyway, this hadith says that a genuine Muslim is one who won't cause any harm to any other Muslim, neither by his tongue or by his hand. To any other Muslim. So again, here it might appear that it is permissible to cause harm to non-Muslims, because the hadith said that he won't cause harm to Muslims. Whereas it is haram to cause harm to non-Muslims also, to cause them aziyat, taklif, problem. Yeah, also we should think how many times we got a dini gathering, a jalsa, we got an ijtima or anything else. How many times the program has to be interrupted, which is also causing harm. That this car is blocking the driveway of a certain person. And most cases, non-Muslim people. And now we came to look for the straight road, the road that leads to Jannah. And we came to show the road to Jannah. Now we are blocking the road to Jannah. We come where we have to show the road to Jannah, where we are looking for the road to Jannah, and we are blocking the road to Jannah. Or if not in the driveway, on the road, we have parked and we have caused a traffic congestion there. That also is not correct. Just because I don't want to walk, I must be the closest to the venue. And I just, whatever place I get, and also parking behind somebody else. There is other people, we block them. And now we go and park our car there. That is also causing inconvenience. So all these things, a person, we should learn this lesson. And go in Allah, mashallah, this kitab on Adabul Muasharat, is prepared, and so many points are there, and it is not just a matter of reading it and listening to it. Allah give us tawfiq to implement it and to do everything accordingly. For everything in Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, in his beautiful way, when he should give hidayat, jamaats going out in jamaat, so he says you are boiling water for tea, for example. Now the pot hasn't got a lid, Jamaat, so everything is just all haphazard. Nothing is in full and complete, so there's no lid. So you take the one friend, Sachi's pillow is there, you take his pillow and you put it on top. How can you do a thing like that? So many other things. You ask him for a pen, and now without any thought, you just put the pen in your pocket. Well, sometimes it happens, mistake. And Allahu Akbar. To learn this, what an example we have got. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on a Hajj journey or somewhere. And while returning home, he needed to use somebody's pen. And by mistake, he put it in his pocket. He reached home. And from there, this pen. He made a journey back to return that pen. Allahu Akbar. So this year, they went. So, what Jannah day we also tamanna and wish we got for Jannah. But we see our amal, Allah, what is Jannah and where are we? But we ask Allah, Allah is most merciful, we got no other way to go. So we just have to ask for Allah, beg Him for His mercy and hope for it. So a Muslim, does he cause harm to other people? He doesn't cause harm to Muslims, but to other people, no. He doesn't cause harm to anyone. Why the word Muslim has been used in the hadith is that Muslims generally interact with Muslims. Like here we are all Muslims here. We are no non-Muslims here. Then generally that we interact with Muslims. That's why the word Muslim has been used. So you don't cause harm to any Muslim, and if you encounter any non-Muslim in any of your interaction, you don't cause harm to them also. Another thing, it comes that al-Muslimun, and this is male. So that means females you can cause them harm. The hadith says that you don't cause harm to any male Muslims. So it's permitted to cause harm to any female? No, it's also not permitted at all. Then it is the common address of the Quran Sharif also, where Aqimu Salah is a masculine according to grammar. The males are addressed, but the women are included in that. And almost everything, only perhaps in that one command, or maybe with some other, but in this command about the eyes, where Allah separately addressed the woman. Otherwise, everything where the men are addressed, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ, that also the men are addressed everywhere. The women are also included. So everyone. So in this hadith, that don't cause any harm to any person. And to male, female, to anyone, don't cause any harm to any person. Al-Muslimu, man salim al-Muslimuna, they are safe, they are protected. Min lisanihi wa yadihi, from his tongue and from his hand. These two things are referred to. Now by the tongue, again, with regard to the subject we are discussing, that we have to learn to control the tongue. And really it is not the tongue that speaks, but it is the air that comes out, and that it is how it is articulated. And the alphabets are made, the words are made, sentences are made that comes out. But it is referred to generally, all refer to the tongue as the part that speaks. So it means the speech of a person. So don't cause harm to anyone by your speech. Don't cause any inconvenience to anyone by your speech. It all different ways that we misuse the tongue. For example, your wife, she is overweight, and now you address her also in such terms. And you and how many women, just because, and how did she, when she got married, she was nice, thin and slender. She was very, very, her figure was like a Coca-Cola bottle. But when she bore you four or five children, now she looks like a 20-liter oil drum. She bore your children. Now don't expect her to be like a Coca-Cola bottle. Now she's like a 20-liter, 200-liter oil drum now she looks like. And now you start taunting her, that you look like this, and you like this, and you like that. And continuously it carries on. How many women are suffering from this? How the husbands treat them, this verbal abuse with this. And it's not her fault at all. When a woman gives birth to so many children, and our tariqah is not that she must go jamming and she must be so worried about that. Her more worry must be to bring up her children according to Islam and according to deen. So now this taunting of ours. Or the wife many times taunts the husband on so many things. And this, sadly, it happens right in the house. We are not even good Muslims in the house. What good is the example of Islam we're going to set for outside? We are not good Muslims, and we are calling others towards Islam. Therefore, when we go in Jamaat also, primarily we must have our own concern. Together with that, everyone else also. We must make that effort. Not that I'm not right, so I can't go in Jamaat. I can't give bayan because I myself am not right. No, more you have to give bayan, so you come right. More you have to go in Jamaat, so you come right. So this is necessary. But if there's no change coming in our lives. We're just carrying on. Everyone, what you inviting to? A person who is rapping for a company, and he brings samples, and he shows the samples, but when he delivers the goods, completely opposite. The bad things he delivers, the wrong things he delivers. So we also giving the sample of deen. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people have heard about Islam, they have read about Islam, and they want to see Islam. So this is necessary, that it must come into our lives, that this Islam must come into our lives. So right in the home also, with the family also, we should not cause any inconvenience. So with the tongue, the usage of the tongue, how we use the tongue, and with everyone else, a sheikh, with his murids also, If he also, how many murids leave the sheikh and go away? How the sheikh spoke to them? Though from the murid side, it should not be like that. A murid should have the attitude, I'm like a corpse, a dead person, in the hand of the person who is giving ghusl. He can turn me this side, that side, he can do me, with me, whatever. We should have that attitude. But today is the time, Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, rahmatullah alayh, was visiting us one time, we were at home, and one of his murids, something, and he told him in a very, very, very nice way, that you should don't do it like this, do it like that. Then he asked him, you're not offended. If you are offended, forgive me. Really, a sheikh should not be doing that. But today, unfortunately, the thing is that even a sheikh have to ask forgiveness from his murid, which should never be the case. But people just get offended. Our own children today, before you could tell your children what you want to, now you can't. Our students today, we can't tell them. That environment where you tell your students you're a donkey, you're a stupid, you're like this, it's out of the question. Today, everyone takes serious offense to that. So we have to be very careful. The usage of the tongue is very, very important. And one good friend of ours, Allah reward him, to where his adab had gone for the Quran Sharif. He's teaching Hifz class. So he says, when the Quran is open, and if I shout my students, isn't that be adab of the Quran? And now, if he's going to close the Quran, by then his anger will also be gone. So he won't want to do that also. And he wants to shout the student, and sometimes not only shouting, raising the voice. And raising the voice by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, Allah Ta'ala also says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي, if my bandas ask of me, that where am I? Shani Nuzul, that if Allah is far, we will make dua loudly. And if Allah is near, we will make dua softly. Because Allah is hearing. So Allah said, إِنِّي قَرِيب, I'm very close to you. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, we are more closer to you than your jugular vein, your vein of life, which gives you life. We are more closer than that also. So with Allah also, we shouldn't be raising and Allah's kalam in front of us, and we raising our voice, and in that we use some perhaps other very bad language. So all this adab is a very, very important thing. And the usage of the tongue in all these matters, Allah let us become conscious of it. And mashallah, there are those friends who ask also that how to control the tongue. And the method is, one simple method which our Kabir have shown, that at night when we lie down, just think about what we spoke. And those, that we find those buzurgs who noted down, and they should read it again. So how much they must have spoken, how little they must have spoken, that they could write it. If we want to write everything we speak in the day, we won't finish off. And today it's on the phone, you can write everything. So, but if you want to write on your phone also, you're just going to be writing that all the time. All the time. And at night you won't get one wink of sleep also. How much what you spoke, but how little they spoke, and what control they had. So anyway, with the tongue, we must be very careful how we use the tongue. In other words, our speech. And not only hurting the feelings of people, many other things also. Husband and wife are driving, and he asks her, is it clear that side? In other words, no traffic coming or no nothing. And she just gave a vague answer, and he takes off. And the next, and it has happened. Perhaps it was Ramzan many years ago. In Lanesia, a couple were crushed to death by a truck that came. The husband asked the wife something. What answer she gave? A vague answer. And the truck came and they got killed in that. And the husband, that's a separate thing. The driver shouldn't be asking. He must see himself. But it's common. You ask, how is it that side? And they just give a vague answer. And in many things like this, misunderstandings take place so much because we don't talk clearly. Everything, many things that we don't speak clearly. And it is very important, a person orders something and he wanted a certain amount and a huge amount because you just said, deliver to me 1,000. Now, you perhaps thought 1,000 of boxes. And that person was thinking individual items 1,000. So do now what you expected and you expected and you expected and what you got. Or on the other hand, a small amount only you got. You expected what he'll understand like that. So in our language also, many things there are very things which are ambiguous, which are not clear. So we have to learn to speak correctly. So all these aspects and how you address a person, don't also address a person. This also we have to learn that what his level is, not too high also, and not too low also. How that person is according to his level, that you address the person according to that. And on that, the titles that we have are also very, very dangerous for us. One Maulana was going to give bayan in a certain place. So he informed that he made a booking in a hotel, guest house nearby, that I'll be coming and my bayan will be after Isha, and I make 2 hours bayan, 3 hours, so I'll be late. It will be closed. So the doorkeeper, whoever is in charge, just inform him and tell him that I'll come late and he must open for me. So he finished his bayan, he went there and he knocked. That person asked, who's it? So he started, Al-Hajj, Al-Hafiz, Al-Qari, Maulana, 25 titles. That person just closed the window and he slept away. And in the morning, that person complained, I made my booking, I told you I'll come, I came, he asked me also. So they called him, that you didn't open. He said, yes, he came, but I didn't have place for 25 people. I only had place for one person. And yes, 25 people. So all our titles are also very dangerous for us. And yeah, Allahu Akbar, it comes in the hadith also. When a person passes away also, which is also, see, what the Christians there is, when a person dies, passes away, then they praise him. He was like this, and he was. And unfortunately, this is catching on with the Muslims also. And this is also very dangerous. In the qabr, a person gets punished when the people over the limit and wrongly they praise you. He gets punished and he asks, were you like that? Were you like that? They were saying you were like this, and you were like that, and you, and everything. As people have explained, when a person is living, nobody cares about him. And when he passes away, on the tombstone, that he was like this and he was like that. Other places they write on the tombstone also. And when he was living, nobody. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he passed away, Darul Ulum Kurangi, the Darul Ulum in Karachi, it is said, Hazrat Mir Sahib used to say that the whole Darul Ulum was filled with people of the whole of Pakistan. There wasn't literally a place to put one foot, one toe. There wasn't place for one more toe. So full it was. Then one Allah Wala took a deep sigh. And he said, when Mufti Sahib was alive, 20 people should come for the majlis, when they could benefit from him. Now also you attend janazah, which is a command, and we should go, and pious people, we should go. But now when we can't really get that benefit, now there isn't place even to put one toe. So we should appreciate while we have the opportunities, we've got our breath, we can learn deen. Appreciate one, that time will come when our breath will be gone. And then we can't speak a thing. So anyway, this what we speak, the tongue, is a very, very important thing. And we have to learn how to use it. Also with regard to this, that the speech is really referred to. So why did the hadith say tongue? When the speech is referred to, then why is the tongue mentioned? Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, because sometimes the tongue is, you take out your tongue to show somebody, you want to sort of humiliate him or something. And like, well, little children are more in their habit, they take out their tongue and they show the tongue. So that is also included. The speech of the tongue also, and the tongue itself also, that you take out. And bilisanihi wa biyadihi. And with his hand also, he does not cause any harm. Hand, that what you call it, for example, it's not only with the hand, with your leg you can kick a person. And you say, hadith gave permission, that only with the leg I can't, for example, slap him with my hand, but with my leg I can kick him or something. No, every type. But because these are the two things that are used commonly, the tongue and the hand. When a person wants to fight also, and the sequence, look at the ulum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, if two people are fighting or they're going to fight, it hardly ever happens that he doesn't utter a word, he just comes and he slaps the person. uses his hand. First, it is his tongue. You did this. You told that person like that. You are like this. You are like that. When that becomes hot now and uncontrollable, then the hand comes and is used. So first the tongue is used, and the tongue then goes on to the hand. And the tongue is so dangerous, so dangerous. Allah protect us all. Only Allah can protect us. Just the three simple words of divorce. And what destruction takes place. Husband and wife, they normally, they're living all right also, and they are happy also, ups and downs are in every house also, but just on that occasion you didn't control your tongue, and you blurted out those three words forever and ever. You have just, now your children also, and nobody can patch it now. How are you going to patch it, also? So how terrible this tongue is. And just like that, with the hand, you pull the trigger of a gun. A simple, beautiful example is given. Somebody told Shaitan, must have met him or whatever, or just like asked to take a lesson. Why are you causing all this havoc and trouble in the world? Shaitan says, I'm not doing anything. I haven't got time also. Shaitan is the most busiest man. Because he is committed, he has vowed that every person he is going to take to Jahannam. So he goes, nafs is with us, nafs keeps on telling us, but Shaitan, he moves on. He just puts, he says that all this trouble you're causing in the world, he says, for example, what I do is I just put a drop of syrup on the wall, and I carry on. Seeing the drop of syrup, a fly comes, it likes the syrup sweet, so it starts licking. Looking at the fly, a lizard comes and is now, that is the food for the fly. So the lizard goes to catch the fly. A cat comes and food for the cat is the lizard. So the cat goes for the lizard. The cat is there, the dog, fight of dogs and cats, cats and dogs fighting. And we tell ourselves, there's an old adage that the dogs and cats are fighting all the time. So the dog came for the cat. And now the neighbor's dog came for this dog. Two dogs were fighting. Now the two neighbors, Ashraful Makhlukat, start fighting. Because the two dogs are fighting, now the two neighbors start fighting. In that fighting, this verbal abuse, everything. One pulls out a gun, pulls the trigger. One person is lying dead there. And just by the way, not very long ago, in one block of flats, residential flat, at the parking place, two ladies, Muslim ladies, started fighting. Handbags, they started hitting one another with their handbags. The one lady's children, she brought out guns and knives just on a parking bay. Just a small little thing. So this, when this is not in control, and what a picture of Islam they presented to all. Everyone came and see free bioscope. And what's happening there? Everyone came and see. Well, what a picture of Islam we had. And hopefully they were not in hijab, etc. And they were fighting. So anyway, the one pulls the trigger. One person is lying dead. Now, funeral is taking place. That house has lost the breadwinner. That whole house is now in difficulty. The other person, he now the court case, police came, to take statements, and he is now put in jail. They lost their breadwinner. Two families that were good neighbors, helping one another out everything, having good gesture and kindness for one another, just because the tongue was not in control, the finger was not in control, the hand, the trigger got pulled, two families are without breadwinners. And then in that case, Allah save us all, this one family that we are speaking about, some girls also, they're becoming murtad, those girls became alimas also. So. But they lost their father, most probably it was, in an accident or something. And this also, Allah guide us, for me, for all of us. When there is a family in our neighborhood that is in difficulty, and perhaps a poor family, we don't pay attention. And we leave it, somebody else will do it. Somebody else, nobody did it, missionaries got hold of them. And today, not only alimas, not only became Christians, they've become Christian missionaries. How sad, isn't it? Just because we are not fulfilling the right, our akhlaq is not right. Our muasharat is not right. That people that we have to see to, and we find enough excuses that we shouldn't be helping them. that they got a TV in the house, they got this one, everything on its place, and we have to be careful and make dua that Allah guides us. So this tongue is a very, very dangerous thing. The hand, the finger, not only the whole hand, the finger, how dangerous isn't that also? So all these things, we have to be very, very careful, and we have to learn to use it correctly. And this is the month that we have come. All this talking is for me. I have to learn it. And it is for all of us. And then Allah gift of it, we make dua for everyone. Allah makes our islah. All of us must make dua for everyone. For me also, all make dua. I have to make dua for everyone. We all make dua. And if we can just learn everything we are saying, if we learn to use the eyes correctly, if we learn to use the tongue correctly, if we learn to use our hands correctly, what great, great benefit there will be. And if we don't, without us realizing, we are really putting a bad picture of Islam. We are putting, it's common on our tongue, all you men are the same. All you women are the same. One man, because we didn't correct ourselves, we are the cause that all the men are being blamed. And all the women are being blamed because one woman didn't come right. And in this hadith, further, it isn't only that we must not cause harm to any Muslim, we mustn't cause harm to any non-Muslim also. Not only to any male, to no female also must we cause any harm. No one we must cause harm. And then by exception, by extension, a Muslim is he who does not cause harm to the environment also. In the hadith it has come, don't go in, defecate, do your number two under a tree. Where people sit, etc., on the path where people walk, so the environment also. It comes that don't urinate in water also. Wombats. They got a public swimming pool there, hot water springs, etc. One friend of ours who's got a shop, he said at one time, they tested the water, and 60% of urine in there. And it just kept just wonderfully, it's sparkling bright with all chemicals. And when a person goes in the pool, inadvertently water goes in your ears, in your nose, in your mouth also. And 60% of that is urine. And a major percentage are non-Muslims who use it. Muslims' urine is also totally napak. But those who eat pork and who eat wine, their urine, and that goes in there, and now it's coming into the mouth of a Muslim. Into the mouth of a Hafiz al-Quran. Into the mouth of an alim-e-deen. We are reading hadith also. So, and then all these things in us also. He also explained another very important point, which is also hopefully a subject which we can make. That he says a 60-year-old grandmother came to his shop. And she said that, bhai, ek bikini aapne. Sell me a bikini. 60-year-old grandmother. They're not allowing you to go in the public pool without a bikini. They're not allowing with your hijab and all that. You can't go in there. You must have a bikini. Now, what need is there for all this? So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we become conscious of these things. And our dressing of our woman in the house also. And our dressing everywhere else also. The dressing is a very, very important thing. As Maulana explained in the tafsir, that this address Allah used only for dressing. Ya Bani Adam, that your dressing you must have correctly. Take your proper dressing when you go to the masjid. And then about food also Allah added it here. So this, without us realizing, these two things, our dressing has got a tremendous effect on us. One good friend of ours, I would call him friend because he should make so much muhabbat with us, but very elderly person, Sayyid Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali of Durban. He explained to us one time, his great-grandchild, he left till a very long age, mashallah. He said his great-grandchild, or perhaps the grandchild, he bought a police outfit, just the clothes, just like when he wore it, he started acting like a police, catching this one, putting him in jail, in the house, everyone. He started, so clothes have an immediate effect on a person. And if clothes don't have an effect, then For example, if the postman, he's got his dressing, and he goes and control the traffic, heavy traffic, and he's got his postman's dressing on. People will say, you go and deliver letters. What are you directing the traffic here? Hey, this is the work of a traffic cop here, a person who's dressed. So our dressing, Muslim's dressing, is very, very important. And this is everywhere, whether it is in the house, whether it is in the bedroom. Easily you can ask Mufti Saab the question that in the bedroom, I want my wife to dress like this. You are in the privacy of your bedroom, no problem. But Haji Farooq Saab Rahmatullah Ali explained once that from the works of Imam Ghazali, what a great philosopher. He said if husband and wife 100% the nikah is intact, they are in a room having relations, and there's a little 1-year-old child sleeping one side, this relation which is halal, 100% is going to have an effect on that child, never negative effect on that child. Everything has got effect. The utensils that we eat from has an effect. If you stand and eat, your nature is different. Like in a braai, people are walking, talking, etc. One, and you are sitting and eating with adab, like in sunnah. And in that also, you're sitting cross-leg without an excuse. And you're sitting with adab. All that is having an effect. The knowledge that we are gaining, from who you are gaining it, good things, but from a bad person, it's going to have an effect also. The sources that you are using it from, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explaining that one of the aspects, why TV is haram also. He says if you have visitors at home, and you give them food to eat in that plate which you give the dog food to eat. Now you washed it 100% clean, 7 times you washed it. All with all the detergents, and you even put sand to wash it. Sand is a great, great detergent. It kills germs there, unimaginable how it kills germs. Anyway, you washed it, and he comes to know that plate which you give the dog food to eat, you gave him food in that plate to eat. How will any person take that? So Hazrat says that TV, that naked woman come on there, and all other filthy things come on there. Now Quran is coming on there. Now Maulana is coming on there, on that same TV. And from that same source, you are taking your deen also. The source where those naked women came, evil things, it's all terrible scenes up there on there. Now Quran, next moment, Quran is on there. And now Maulana was dressed with all his jubba, kubba, amama, everything, giving a heavy bayan. All that is going to have an effect also. He gave a perfect bayan, 100%, very good bayan, but it's going to have that effect also. So it is very important that we see from whom we take our deen. We're taking our deen from YouTube, we're taking our deen from TV, from where we're taking our deen. So Allah give us tawfiq that the tongue is a very... So the environment also, a Muslim does not pollute the environment also. We don't pollute the water also, go and urinate in water. We don't go and urinate in... also it comes in the hadith that don't urinate in a hole. You don't know what is in that hole. Perhaps some animal, a snake or something, can just come out, and then you'll have a problem. So all these things, the usage of the tongue and the usage of the hand also which comes with, and in every way, may Allah make us all conscious of this. And if we can improve one teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into our lives. And how beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimun. You're a Muslim, so you are supposed to be that person that nobody gets any harm from you. And the explanation of our ulama, Allah reward them very greatly. Don't take out people and say that now, there's no Muslims left. The way we carry on, sometimes people say also, you alone, instead of sending us all to hell, you alone can go to hell, let us go to heaven. So don't use such an attitude, just everyone with our tongue, one way we just going for everyone. Now, there is a way that we use our pen also, we use our tongue also, and that we try and bring people closer to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, Allah loves those people who bring people towards Allah Ta'ala. And we should not be pushing people away with our tongue. And as we say, in the home also, with our children, our family also, we should not cause them to go further. How many in our homes, it's a common thing, they don't want to listen to their parents. Because how we are, our attitude, how we are. We are not good examples at all for our children. Those who are, and there are people like that today, they were good examples for their children. The children took off also in the right way. We ourselves are bad examples, then all the wrong also takes place. Allah guide us to righteousness, and all the details which are in the hadith which we cannot ever cover, we can't even imagine. Allah in His mercy puts it into our hearts and puts it into our lives and makes it part of our amal, and we become the Muslim which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to. We become those good Muslims.